SRN News. I'm John Scott. Prior to today's court session in Manhattan, Donald Trump said he did nothing wrong and is confident he'll be vindicated.
We have a phenomenal case. We've won the case by any standard. Any other judge, he would have thrown this case out.
The former president's lawyers have rested their defense. The jury is sent home until May 28th, when closing arguments are expected. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says a break for the jury, just the latest case of the judge favoring the prosecution in the case. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cotton says closing arguments and deliberation should get underway immediately.
Well, it's just another way that this partisan judge is putting his thumb on the scale.
Cotton says by giving jurors a week off, the judge seems to be hoping they'll forget damaging defense cross-examination in which key prosecution witness Michael Cohen was caught in a number of lies.
Take a long weekend and get it out of their mind and hopefully come back, I'm sure, in his mind with their prejudices restored against Donald Trump.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, mourners have begun gathering for funerals for Iran's late president, foreign minister, and others killed in a helicopter crash.
Mourners came out in droves to pay their last respects to deceased Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, among other officials. A vehicle carried the bodies of Raisi, as well as the foreign minister Hossein Amiraddollahian, the governor of Iran's East Azerbaijan province, a senior cleric from Tabriz, and a Revolutionary Guard official and three crew members. A government-led series of ceremonies is aimed at both honoring the dead and projecting strength in an unsettled Middle East. I'm Karen Shamas.
Stocks have moved higher. The Dow is ahead 17 points and the NASDAQ adding 8 points. This is SRN News. What do you think of the filibuster?
Well, if you are a Democratic politician, you hate it and want to get rid of it, even though you defended it just a few years ago when Republicans were trying to kill it. The filibuster requires 60 votes in the Senate to advance most legislation and is used by the minority party to force their opponents into compromise. But now many Democrats say they would end the filibuster to pass a national abortion law forcing pro-life states to allow the procedure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's support for evangelicals and other conservative Christians is as strong as ever. The former president won about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christians' votes in 2016 and 2020. He's maintained support from this group. Dr. Mark Devine of Beeson Divinity School says that conservative Christians support Mr. Trump because elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda. This is SRN News. Denver has launched a new program to support migrants.
An ambitious program offers migrants as much as a six-month apartment stay, food, utility assistance, a free computer, a prepaid cell phone, and Metro bus passes. The program is an about-face from strategies Denver has used as cities across the U.S. scramble to support thousands of migrants as they slash budgets. The goal? To help new arrivals who have to wait 6 months for a work permit after applying for asylum under federal law, and it prepares them for their new life. I'm Donna Warder.
A California legislator backed by former President Trump and a county sheriff promising to fight for tougher border security, facing off in a special election to decide who will complete the remainder of the term of ousted former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The candidates, State Assembly member Vince Fong and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau, both Republicans. More details at SRNNews.com.